Bless him, Lord.
This is another one of the Madison family songs.
Bless him.
Almost Home.
Amen. Be three songs. Set mic on.
We had a request for this song, Let's Meet by the River. Y'all just pray for us. We haven't done this song in a long time, and it's got some little catchy places in it, so y'all just pray that if we mess up, don't pay any attention to it.
Yeah, all right. Sing it for him.
Y'all won't know anyways if we mess up.
I will.
Well, I won't.
Don't just sing right to it.
Said, I don't know.
You leave that, and I just
have to record.
Bless them, Lord. Ian likes this song also. I heard of a city John saw coming down from God. I love this song here.
Bless the Lord.
It's another hit in song.
y'all just pray for me this week. I still didn't get good news at the doctor.
Mm.
Oh my.
My creatinine's still up. I'm taxing and stuff. So she asked me, she said, do you want to go see a different doctor? And I said, no. I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. I'm going to just put it in God's hands.
Bless you,
sister. He'll take care of me. That all this will come down. Then,
yeah.
You know, I just asked you to just keep me in prayers because I have a fear. I seen my mama do dialysis, and I don't want to go that still.
Amen.
But if it's in God's hand, I'll
bless
try
you, bless
and get through it the best I can.
Amen, sister.
Just keep me in prayers.
Amen.
Bless
me, Lord. Bless you, Sean. Bless my sister, Lord. Bless her. Bless her, Lord.
When the sea is raging, the waves you crash and burn.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And I'm swiftly going down. Help me to remember.
Bless her, Father.
Whatever up the sea, that underneath the currents, your arms are holding me.
Bless you, Shane.
In your arms, you cradle me. Make me feel secure in your arms. You're showing me,
yeah,
your mercy will endure.
Bless you, Lord. Bless
in your arms, you're lifting me above the troubled sea. I'll be safe because I know your arms are holding me.
Bless the Lord. Bless my sister.
When the storm has ceased to rage, the sun will still remain. So until the shadows vanish, your power sustain, for it's there that I find refuge. For I'll be safe from harm. No storm can overtake me in the shelter of your arms.
Amen.
In your arms,
yeah,
you cradle me and make me feel secure. In your arms, you're showing me your mercy will endure.
Yes.
In your arms, you're lifting me above the troubled sea. I'll be safe because I know your arms are holding me.
This song.
I was interested in Cool Sculpting Elite because I've been.
This song's about kindness. There don't seem to be a whole lot of it anymore.
That's right. Plenty of the other, though. I've done it before. Many times. Amen. Praise God. I like to sit down and enjoy as much as anybody else does. Bless them, Lord.
This song here is very true. Because He lived, we could not face tomorrow.
Right. One of my favorite songs.
Oh, uncertain days, because He is good. Because He is, I can face tomorrow. Because He is, all fear is gone.
Thank y'all for praying for the preacher. And oh man, I was down on my back till Wednesday morning. And then Wednesday morning it kind of let up a little bit. Wednesday afternoon I got two cards in the mail. And I'll tell you right now, it's good to know people are praying for you when I open up those cards, buddy. That got me over the hump. Hallelujah. Thank y'all for praying for me. And y'all want y'all to know I pray for you. I don't know about y'all, but I felt something when Sharon was singing that song, In His Arms. I could tell she truly was casting her care upon Him because He cares for her. And she was doing what the Bible says in Psalms 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord and He will sustain you. Sometimes when you ain't got nothing but God, that's all you need anyway, amen. But I appreciate her telling her doctor I'll be all right. We will. I mean, I don't know what's on the calendar tomorrow. I just know where I'm going to spend eternity, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It ain't here, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, I enjoyed the good singing this morning. I noticed one thing there Carolyn wanted Brother Ed there to play the guitar, and he was playing in the key. She told him to play it, and when I meet you by the river, you come find out that was the wrong key. And he said, I was playing in the key he told me to play it in. You know, the Bible says, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. And just to kind of add to that, yesterday my wife wanted me to go by Subway and pick her up a sandwich. I said, fine, honey, you call it in. Because I want to make sure I didn't put my neck in the noose there, Brother Eric. And she did call it in. And I went and got me something to eat and went by Ruler's, got me some of them orange popsicles. Hey, man, got the vanilla ice cream. On the inside, where's that? I think I ate four of them last night. But anyway, I went to the Subway. She told me to go down there by houses. I went there and that guy said, and I said, what do you mean? He said, I don't know about no call in. Come find out, they've got two Subways on the bypass. There's one over there by Radio Shack, and that's where her call-in went. So I went up there and got her a sandwich. But you know what? I just did what she told me, Brother Jerry. I'm like you, brother. Whatever they say, I just do it and do it, amen. Yeah. So well, it wasn't according to knowledge. Hallelujah. Every man I ever seen needed help, and God said, I'll make some help for him, amen. I'll make a help met for him, amen. We'll take our enjoyed the service thus far, and enjoyed the singing, enjoyed the spirit. Good to be saved, amen. Good to be in the house of God. We're going to take our preaching text this morning, Ephesians chapter number 6, and I'll do my best to be brief, but I ain't making no promises, amen. I have to admit, I've been looking forward to preaching this message right here, and we'll start our reading in verse number 10, Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. We'll read down to verse, probably read all the way down to verse number 19, I guess. Get a little Bible in today, amen. Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, and he says, finally, my brethren, it's verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. For this is a real good verse right here if you'll listen to this. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's quite a bit in that verse. Boy, Paul condensed quite a bit of truth in that one verse.
Yeah, he did.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. And that's the second time he's mentioned the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith this our text verse, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. We'll stop our reading right there. And we're going to preach an unusual message today. I told Brother Donnie there was going to be an unusual message today, but it might be one you might want to pay attention to. I'm preaching today on, have you been vaccinated? And I'm going somewhere with this, so even though it kind of sounds a little worldly, it's actually a pretty good message, so pray with me. Father, we thank you for the privilege, Lord, to stand for the Word of God. Lord, in this hour and day in whom the ends of the world has come upon us, Lord, here we are, Father. Lord, like the song said, we're close to home. Lord, we're on the last mile of the way. Seem like, Lord, you just help us, Father, I pray, Lord, to finish our course, keep the faith, Lord, to be able to give up a good report, we pray. And, Lord, we want to pray a special prayer for Sharon. Lord, I thank you so much for her faith. Lord, as she manifested here this morning, and Lord, I have to admit, Lord, she's got faith, Lord, that you said, Lord, never seen faith like this before. That's the kind of faith that'll do you good. I pray you honor her faith. I pray, God, Lord, you would not just heal her with divine healing. I pray, Lord, she'd not even have to even think about what she mentioned about what her mother went through. I pray she'd be healed, Lord, with the hand of God. Lord, with the divine healing of God, I pray you visit her, Lord, with healing in your wings. Lord, I pray for all the sick that are out there. Pray for the unsaved. I pray for those, Father, that are battling, Lord, health issues, battling, Lord, financial struggling and battling family problems. Lord, you're the one, Lord, that's a very present help, Lord, in all trouble. Lord, you're able to help, and I pray you will, Lord. And bless this message today in Jesus' name. We'll thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm preaching on, have you been vaccinated? And let me throw this in there. I don't think it'll take long to tell it. But back about 1964, when old Brother Eddie was 10 years old, me and my peers, we built a tree house. And all that amounted to was an old door from the house. We pulled it up in this tree with ropes and kind of nailed it down. And then we added a little of this and added a little bit of that. Next thing you know, we had a platform there that we could kind of set up there, our own little old throne, I guess, you know, where we could set up there, you know, and spend the day looking out like, you know, we'd made a great accomplishment. It wasn't much to look at, but I was up there in that treehouse one day, and Mama stuck her head out the back door and said, "Eddie, get in here, supper's ready," and I jumped out of the treehouse. I didn't go down the steps or ladder or whatever we had means to get up in that treehouse better than any. I just jumped. And I done pretty good. Back then, I could get away with anything. I was bulletproof and young. But Mitchell, when I jumped out of that treehouse, we made a mess down on the ground down there. And there was a board laying there with a 16-penny nail sticking straight up. And I literally landed on that board with my foot. It stuck in the heel of my shoe. And I had to walk to the garage with this board nailed to my foot and get a hammer. And finally pull it out of my foot. I mean, it was in there pretty good. Of course, back in them days, you just rubbed it and went on. I rubbed it, you know, put my sock on, and, you know, went in the house and eat. And it wasn't 3 or 4 days. Mama, you know how mamas are. We got mamas here this morning. She saw me kind of limping a little bit. She said, "What's wrong with your foot?" I said, nothing, Mom. She said, "You come here, let me look." And she seen that hole in the bottom of my foot. Well, I don't know, they might not do this today. They kind of overreacted back then, Joanne. She said, "You're going to the doctor." And I told my cousin, of course, he's the one helped me build this treehouse. I said, "I got to go to the doctor." Mama found out, you know, I stepped on that nail, and it's an old rusty nail. Well, my cousin, he's a little bit older than me. He said, "You better hope they don't give you no tetanus shot." He said, "Boy, it burns." He said, "It's like getting hit in the arm with a sledgehammer." Well, I went to the doctor, Eric. The doctor looked at my foot. He said, "You're going to have to get a tetanus shot." I'm preaching on vaccination. Fiery darts. It's the closest thing I could find in the Bible to a shot.
Right. Yep.
Anyway, couldn't think of nothing else. But that nurse got that needle out. I tensed up. I mean, I was really tensed up. I mean, Jordan, she bent the needle in this arm. She bent the needle in that arm. She said, "You're going to have to relax." I mean, I'm gritting my teeth. "But hit me with your best shot." I mean, I'm tense, buddy. She finally said, "What's wrong?" I said, "My cousin told me how bad this is going to hurt." She said, "I promise you, this ain't going to hurt." And Sister Sue, she gave me that shot. He lied to me, first of all. It didn't hurt. It didn't burn. Matter of fact, I didn't know it even got a shot. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I got all built up and all, you know, kind of, you know, hype of a booster shot. And she couldn't even give me a shot because I was just like, "Oh!" And, you know, she couldn't get the needle in. And she's bending needles everywhere trying to give me a shot. I was tough back then. I just gristle, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, it didn't even hurt. And, you know, I don't know if you've been vaccinated or not. I have not. I'm not against it, not for it. I'd like to say I'm neutral, The one thing I'm not for is I don't want to be made to do something. I want it to be my own decision. One thing we're losing in this country as I'm preaching today is we're losing freedom. And we're losing, you know, our First Amendment right, freedom of speech. I got censored. Brother Ed said, don't mention nobody's name. I'm doing my best, brother. I done bit 3 inches off my tongue. He said, don't mention nobody's name. We're being censored with our speech. We're being made to wear a mask. It's in the works right now that they're going to mandate that if you don't have a badge, well, you don't have something to prove that you've been vaccinated, you're not going to be able to go in a restaurant like we're going to do after the service today and eat. You're not going to be able to ride an airplane or a bus or a train. I don't ride none of those anyway. But anyway, they're going to censor your freedom. Like I said, I'm not against vaccines. If you want to take, I don't care if you've had 10. Help yourself. But, you know, don't hold against me if I don't want to take one. I want it to be a decision. And you say, well, you need to get vaccinated for my sake. Listen, when I get done with this message, you're probably going to have a different feeling about this coronavirus. I'm not going to hold nothing back. One thing I can tell you about old Brother Eddie, I do my homework. I won't tell you anything that I've not researched, and I do a lot of it. And I've not run the roads, and I call Donnie, turn your radio on! You don't always get it on, but I've got mine on. I listen. You can get a lot of information if you'll put forth effort. I do put forth effort. I'm going to tell you some things today that are really things that may affect your opinion about some of the things we're encountered with today. But I will tell you this. I will tell you the truth. Paul mentioned in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, he said, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. And it does look like that's where we're at. But he also said in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 10, Paul said, herein I give my advice. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not in the field of medicine. I'm not a professional. But I do listen to professionals. And I mean, I give an ear too, buddy, because I'm a watchman. And a watchman is someone that kind of watches out for you.
That's right.
And watches out for the work of God. That tries to do what he can to keep the work of God alive and going. I do my homework. I'm not a professional. But what I gathered it from people of the professional field in medicine. Worldwide, over 45,000 people have died from being vaccinated. That's worldwide. In America, over 12,000 have died from being vaccinated. So you're to listen today to the information that I'm going to give you, and I'm going to preach a message. This is just kind of extra. I am going to preach a message today. Promise you that. Now, a lot of these people were, you know, they had good intentions. That 13-year-old boy, that thanks to the money being offered, free scholarship, and I won't mention no name, but free scholarships in Minnesota, and $1 million, one prize, and I think $3 million, another prize. You know, you could win by being vaccinated. He got vaccinated the second time. And he died in his sleep on the third day. He's 13 years old. Lay right, how old are you, honey?
13.
That's how old he was. He's dead. So don't swallow everything hook, line, and sinker. He'd already been vaccinated once. And I don't know if these vaccinations are fixed or not. But I will give you my advice. We've got people that's got more money than they got sense. They've got power. They're in prominent position. And the list just keeps growing. I'm not naming no names, Brother Ed. But they want to save the planet. And they're so on board to save the planet, that they want 2/3 of the population of the world to be terminated.
Amen. That's right. Right. That's absolutely right.
So keep that in mind. Some of these may
be
fixed.
Right there.
I don't know. Now, I'll give you what I do know. You cannot be made to take this virus.
No.
I listened to the radio yesterday, Brother Lee Watts. Lee Watts, he's a watchman, but he works in the government. He was a military man, and he worked in the government like on information stuff, and he's real good on keeping up the information. Here's why they can't make you take the virus. These people that have died from taking the virus, they're actually suing, and they got ground to sue on it. Here's why you can't be made to take the virus. It's not been FDA approved.
Right. Right.
You get that?
Right.
Remember that.
Right.
You can't be made to take something that has not been approved. Federally, you got a leg to stand on. Brother Donnie's case, he may have to do it. Amen. I mean, I'll have to admit, it's coming to your door. Coming to my door. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? All I want is my own decision. That's all I want.
Right.
I want to say yay or nay. That's all I'm asking. Mm-hmm. You give me a decision, I might even get on board. But don't try. You know, Mama used to make me eat things I didn't want to eat. We're talking about pinching your nose, and then she got it in there. Then held your mouth shut, and you swallowed it, and turned purple blue, and mad. But I tell you what, she had a way of getting in there. She tried the airplane trick, you know, and some of that didn't work. But when she put her finger over that nose right there, guess what? I'm going to open my mouth. She got it in there, baby. She cut that. I mean, buddy, she shut that mouth. You ain't got but one each spoon or swallow. Well, that's kind of what they're trying to do here.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit concerned about the effort that's been put forth to get on board to take this vaccine. Mm-hmm. Now let me get a little more serious now. Worldwide, over 45,000 people have been terminated. In America alone, over 12,000. Now, there's some people, they're just not going to listen. Now, to those that will, I'm going to tell you some facts, tell you some truth. You can go online and check all this out. It's on there. It does seem like you got to get a little bit more skillful to find it. But I do want the freedom. I do want the liberty to make my own decision.
Right.
And like I said, I'm not for that being herded like cattle into a chute and forced to take it. I do keep up with information that is given, and I try my best to stay caught up. They say that masks don't work, and that's from a professional opinion. The reason they say the masks don't work is because it's a virus. You catch it more with your hand than you will breathing. It's a virus. Touch a doorknob, and the next thing you know, you've got it. I'll just tell you, it's a virus. The masks, they say they don't protect, but look at us wearing them. Yeah, you can't go in. You can't go in if you ain't got a mask on. It's not like it's optional. But doctors say, including Dr. Oh, lift that out. Sorry. But Ed. At one time, a certain doctor that's been made famous by this virus even said himself that the vaccines don't work. The masks don't work. Sorry. Stay on topic, Eddie. He himself said the masks don't work, and then the next thing you know, he's wearing three of them. Now, you never see nobody ain't got one now. But anyway, they say they're ineffective. They don't work. What's the problem with wearing a mask, Brother Eddie? Well, a girl in school, again, about Leroy's age, was running track with a mask on. She passed out and done a face plant on the asphalt. She done her best. It don't always, you know, you can't always wear a mask.
That's right.
Some people can't wear a mask. I mean, physically they can't. They're having trouble enough breathing as it is. You put a mask, you got to wear this. Some people they can't. And there's some people can't be vaccinated, believe it or not.
Right.
I mean, they really can't be vaccinated. They've got doctor's orders that they can't be vaccinated. I mean, they had one vaccine that it made them paralyzed and they were somehow able to recover from it. And the doctor gave them a written excuse. They don't have to be vaccinated about anything anymore. But anyway, according to professionals, and this is a professional opinion here, and there are two sides to every opinion, and be sure to get both sides of it. Don't just lean one way. But, according to them, the mask actually are ineffective at keeping you from getting the virus. Here's the facts on it. Of those that contacted, and let me give this a new name so you might understand what's going on here. SARS Corona virus.
Right.
You know why I call it SARS? Because it's a bioweapon that's been unleashed on you and the world.
That's right.
Doctors have admitted it was no accident. It was done in a lab. It has a chemical makeup that proves that it was done intentional, manufactured in a lab, and unleashed on the world. Y'all remember Brother Bob Malkin in Ohio? Orthodox Jew. He's got a brother who lives in China. Guess what his brother said, didn't he? He said, we don't have the virus in China. Nobody wears a mask in China. Whoops. Now, that's what his brother said. I'm getting that second hand. Bob told me, he said, Eddie, my brother lives in China. He said, they don't have the virus there. You know, that's kind of don't add up if you do the math on it, amen. I mean, here we are, buddy. I mean, people succumbing to this thing probably even right now. And most of them are dying in the hospital. Listen, you go in the hospital, you're on your own nowadays. They don't put qualified personnel. You're getting quality temps that really don't even know what they're doing. A good example, my wife spent most of last year in the hospital. They came in there and gave her a shot, Brother Eric, for bipolar. And the only reason we knew they gave her a shot for bipolar, and she broke out, I mean, looked like she swallowed a dollar and pennies come all over. I mean, she broke out. I went in the room, I said, what happened to you? She said, I don't know. And finally, I mean, she was just broke out bad. She's as red as Patrick's shirt back there, all over. Come to find out, someone had gave her a shot for bipolar. My wife may have married me 46 years ago, but she ain't bipolar. She might be crazy, but she ain't bipolar. Man, she could have done better, you know what I mean? Had to be for the money. I can't look at more. I didn't have no looks and have no money. But, she stayed with it, man. I'll tell you that. I told her, I said, honey, he said that death does part. She said, don't threaten me. I've already been thinking about killing you. Yeah, don't tempt me. Of those that have contacted the SARS coronavirus, listen to this, 75% wore a mask continue. This is fact. Of those that contacted the virus, only 4% never wore a mask. Do the math on that. Which way would you lean? 74% or 4%? They say with the mask, what it does is it kind of like gives you even more of the contact with this virus. Where before you just get like a sample or maybe just a smidgen, and you're sitting there just back and forth, swallowing it, breathing it out, swallowing it back. I mean, you're breathing it continually with a mask on. It kind of contains it. It kind of holds it. And you know what? They're pushing this mask. Why are they pushing it? Does anybody have a clue why they're pushing the mask? Globalists. Do the math.
Amen.
They're going to tell you what will work the best to take you out. 4%, Danny. Never, ever wore a mask. They did come in contact with it. I'll take 4% any day over 74%. See what I mean? But we're being forced to wear a mask and soon to be forced to take this vaccine. Like I said, I'm not pro, not against. I am pro for liberty and freedom to decide for myself whether I want to be vaccinated or not. I may change my mind right now. I don't want to be vaccinated. I'm kind of like Sharon. I'm going with God. Amen. They say, and this is probably going to get you pretty good right here. They say that being naturally vaccinated is best case scenario. You're better off to be naturally immune. In other words, you had COVID and somehow you survived. With that, your body built up an immunity. You might know what a vaccine does. It gives you some of the substance that you're trying to keep dying from to build your body with immunity. How many doses of SARS, coronavirus, do you think your body can take? Get what I'm saying here. Every time you get a vaccine, you're telling your body, deal with it. Like I said, I'm not pro, not against, I'm just giving you facts. They say natural immunity is the best case scenario with this virus. Now you can take it for whatever you want. In Israel, old Brother Eddie gets around. In Israel, you got people, I got this on Saturday, that have been fully vaccinated, that are coming down with coronavirus 100 times more than people that have not been vaccinated. They're trying to come up with a third vaccination. Now, what I'm saying here this morning, I hope it's kind of like Paul, I'm just giving my advice, and I hope it's for your benefit. It's irreversible what you allow someone to put in your body. It might be good, it might not, it might be not good. Like I said, this is a bio-weapon. You know, almost mentioned name there, Brother Ed. Come real close. But you got to be careful today what you swallow is truth. You got to be careful today what you allow yourselves to be put into.
That's right.
A young girl got in the car. And she thought it was one of them Uber driver things. The guy turned around, shot her 3 times and killed her because he wasn't a Uber driver and she didn't know. They didn't do nothing to him. It was his car. She made the mistake. She jumped in it, said, take me to so-and-so. He said, bow, bow, bow. Got to be careful. So, do your homework. Trying to wake you up a little. Rock your boat. Pay attention. What's going on?
Right.
Find the statistics. Find the advice. Follow the advice. It may very well save your life.
That's right.
Paul said he went down and prayed. He said, sirs, he said, be a good cheer. He said, I just got through talking to God. And he said, we're all going to live. There in, I think, Acts chapter 26. But, you know, there's in a storm. We're in a storm right now. But they say being naturally immunized is the best defense against this SARS coronavirus. And I do partly agree with that because every time you expose yourself to this deadly virus, your body is being attacked by the virus. And you can just take so much, pretty soon you just give up. But now I'm going to do a little preaching. That was all information. And good thing I only got like 3 points here. But there's something more deadly than the SARS coronavirus, and you would think that people would seek to be vaccinated from it. And we find it mentioned in James chapter number 1. He puts it right there for us all to see. Here's what James says about it. He says, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. That's the first step to this virus.
Yeah.
And then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. He said, do not err, my beloved brother. There is something worse been the coronavirus pandemic that everybody's been masking and vaccinating and doing all the pills and remedies and everything to safeguard themselves, and it's sin. Sin is lethal. You better get vaccinated.
That's right.
Before it runs its course.
Amen.
I told you I'd be preaching here in a minute, amen. I'll throw that other out there for y'all just to chew on a little bit. But listen, sin, when it runs its course, there are no survivors unless you've been vaccinated.
That's right.
I'm fully vaccinated, by the way.
Amen.
By the blood of His Son, Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. It cleansed me, sir. All sin.
Amen.
On the blood, baby.
Amen.
I'm fully vaccinated.
Amen.
I mean, hit me with your best shot, baby. I'm fully vaccinated.
Amen.
I got my problem on the blood. And the blood, praise God, the blood. It took care of my problem with sin. The blood of His Son Jesus cleansed us from all sin, 1 John Chapter 1, verse 7. Jesus took Himself through death, that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. That's Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. This vaccine came from my Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave His life that it might be able to be available. And that next verse, verse 15 says, and delivered them. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm fully delivered from anything to do with this subject matter of this sickness called sin. Amen. Jesus said the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I am come, and thank God He did, that they, and that's me and you, might have life and have it more abundantly, John chapter 10, verse number 10. Amen.
Right.
Jesus told Martha, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, and I do, amen. Though he were dead, and I was dead. Trespasses and sins.
Yeah. Amen.
I was as good as gone, Sarah. Somebody gave His life for me. Somebody shed His blood for me.
Yes, He did.
That I might have hope, Casey. That I might have, praise God, an antidote to the problem of being dead and sin and trespasses. And glory to God, I'm in a blood donor, saved my life, didn't it? Hallelujah. He donated the precious blood of the Lamb of God without spot and without blemish. Glory to God, and gave me life. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! He said, I'm come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. He told Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and I do. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 11, verse 25. Beloved, listen. The arm of flesh will fail you. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 8. However, the armor of God will not fail you. Paul said, put on the whole armor of God. He said it twice. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. If you want to live, buddy, you better look in Jesus' direction. You better look to Him, amen, for the source of your deliverance from this lethal thing called sin. It's worse than SARS, coronavirus, ever thought about doing.
That's right.
There's people that's had that virus that didn't even have no effect on them. Listen, this affects everybody the same way.
Yeah.
Sin, when it's finished, brings forth death.
Yes, it does.
Hallelujah for the antidote. Amen. I got mine on the blood. Got it fixed. Hey, I mean, I'm talking about got it fixed. Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Verse 15, that whosoever, that's me and you, amen, that believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life, and I do. Amen. Thanks to the blood. Those fiery serpents mentioned in Numbers chapter 21, verse 7, they injected venom and death into the people of Israel. And when they repented of their sins, and they did, God told Moses to make a serpent and put it on a pole. Verse number 8 of Numbers chapter 21. Now I'm going to let you on a little secret. What's that emblem you see on the ambulance?
Yeah.
What is it, Carl?
Snake.
Snake wrapped around a stick?
Yeah.
Ain't that something? Yeah. They don't believe in God. Don't believe in the Bible. What's that on the doctor's office? What's that on the pharmacy building? Yeah. Maybe more where Brother Donnie works at. What is that snake around that pole? Ain't that something? Got the cross in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
They want to live enough that they acknowledge that if you look to that serpent on that pole, picturing Christ, that you can live. Mm-hmm. It was simple logic, Sue. Look and live. Now, a lot of people, they want nothing to do with Jesus. Tammy, they don't. Bonnie, they're looking to another. I told y'all about my uncle, Doyle Matthews. Trusted in a new pill. How's his pallbearer in 2 weeks? I told him to look to Jesus. He said, no, they come out with a new pill. I'm trusting a new pill. What a commentary. And it left behind a testimony that he pleased God. I wonder what kind of testimony my uncle left behind. That just blows me away, Danny. That they've got a serpent wrapped around a pole on an ambulance, on a hospital, on places where you get your medicine filled. Ain't that something, sir?
Yeah.
Here they are acknowledging the cross. And they don't even realize they're acknowledging the cross. But to us, it's kind of like that writing on the wall that God put up there for Bill Chairs, and then he went and got Daniel. He said, praise God, let him on.
Yeah.
I mean, he recognized the writing, amen. He knew who wrote that on that wall right there. He said, by the way, buddy, he said, you're done.
Yeah.
You've been wading the boundaries and found woman. He said, you come up short, you ain't going. He died that night. Bill Chairs got a little too overboard, got a little too big for his britches, amen. God brought him down. Had a good Sunday school lesson this morning.
Yeah.
May have been better than his preaching, I don't know. But listen, that emblem, they acknowledge that emblem. Why? Because they want to live, that's why.
Because
when someone was bitten and infected with that deadly venom, if they did look, they lived. Verse 9 of Numbers chapter 21. All they had to do, Eric, was look.
That's right.
And those that did look, they lived. I'm glad I looked.
Amen.
I wasn't ashamed of him, Brother Head.
Right.
I'm still not ashamed of him. I wish I'd looked sooner, brother.
Yes, sir.
For 34 years, buddy, I ain't kidding you. The God of this world blinded my mind. And I looked everywhere but to where I should have looked, amen.
Right.
But thank God for the day when the blinders came on.
Amen.
And I looked to Jesus. God, I didn't have to look no further. Did I get it wrong?
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
You know, Miranda helped me out. She said, Eddie, remember Miranda Rice? I ain't missed her name up one single time. You're going to have to come up with something to help me remember your name. Miranda, I mean, slam dunked it. She said, Brother Eddie, just remember Miranda Rice. I've never missed her name one time. Thank you, something.
Just remember the North Star.
North Star. Amen. All Star. Home Star. Any Star. I'd have to look no further than Jesus' star. And I'm glad when I looked his way, he looked my way.
That's right.
You know what he said, Bonnie? He said, thy sins are forgiven.
That's right.
Go sin no more. He said, peace be unto you.
That's right.
Well, there's people down here give all kind of money, have nice peace, sir.
Yeah.
We take it for granted.
Yeah.
I got oceans. I could be a peace donor.
Amen.
Amen. I got so much peace, I don't know what to do with all of it. I mean, my wife, she said, I wish I could sleep like you. I said, honey, just get right with God to pay the bill. She said, I'm not your idol. Look, those that did look, they lived. And those that chose not to look, they died. It's pretty simple. Good thing it is, I'm not no deep preacher anyway. I will tell you one thing. I am fully vaccinated.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
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 What can wash away my sin?
Amen.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other cloud I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now you sleep like a baby if you know the truth of that song, amen. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the message. Thank you, Lord, for the facts. We've done our homework. We've done our best, Lord, to tell your people the truth. I pray, God, Lord, they'll all seek it out and find out what I found out. I pray you'll help us, Lord, to make it through this trial, this tribulation, this trouble that we're in. Lord, help us, I pray. I know, Lord, you keep us as the apple of your eye. I know you're the good shepherd that loves your sheep. That you come to us, Lord, in the night watches and fellowship with us, Lord, in so many ways. Thank you for all you do. Bless, Lord, I pray this message. May it go, Lord, in the direction it needs to go. May it be received, Lord, as it is, the truth of the Word of God. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand and get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, if she would, please. One verse of invitational hymn, and we'll go eat, amen. Hallelujah. I'm not like everybody else. I'm all about eating, amen. You don't have to twist my arm. I can tell you right now, there was a time, buddy, you couldn't push me away from the table. When it was empty, I left, and that's about it. I ate it till it's gone. Amen. They called me the cleanup guy. I said, you going to eat that? And they said, no, I just rake it over my plate, amen. Chicken's chicken. Amen. Amen.